North Carolina, 12 o'clock noon, Asheville cloudy at 76, Charlotte partly cloudy at 84, Goldsboro cloudy at 87, Fort Bragg cloudy at 86, Greensboro cloudy at 82, Hatteras partly cloudy at 87, Wilmington cloudy at 84, Kinston cloudy at 85, Jacksonville cloudy at 85, Raleigh Durham partly cloudy at 84, Rocky Mount Wilson cloudy at 83.
Here's a summary of climatic data. At the Fayetteville Airport, the high temperature yesterday was 89 degrees. The overnight low until 8 o'clock this morning was 72 degrees. There was no rainfall measured at Fort Bragg Simmons Airfield during the past 24 hours. Now for the latest rainfall and river information for the Cape Fear and Lumber River basins. Widely scattered showers and thunder showers occurred yesterday over the coastal plains of North Carolina. Showers and thunderstorms with locally heavy rain and some rain squalls are expected to develop over southeastern North Carolina and gradually move northward over the coastal plains later today and tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected over the remainder of the state this afternoon through Monday. Local rainfall amounts of several inches may occur over southeastern North Carolina by early this evening. Major streams are expected to remain within their banks and were well within their banks this morning, but there may be some local flooding of small streams in drainage areas, especially near urban areas. The Hall River bind this morning was at 2.6 feet. The Carr Lake elevation was 298 feet even above mean sea level.
This is Weather Radio Station WXL50, operating on a frequency of 162.475 megahertz from the National Weather Service Forecast Office at the Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina Airport. Our remote tower facility is courtesy of the U.S. Army 18th Airborne Corps on the Fort Bragg Military Reservation. Tropical Storm Chris is approaching land and should be affecting the North Carolina coast this afternoon. Meanwhile, a cold front advancing from the west will produce a chance of rain across the state tonight and the Monday. Here is the National Weather Service forecast for the Sand Hills. Variable clouds this afternoon, becoming windy with showers and thunderstorms likely. High in the upper 80s, southeast wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Variable cloudiness and windy tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, low in the middle 70s. South wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, the chance of rain is 60%. Partly cloudy on Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 90, chance of rain is 50%.
Extended forecast for Tuesday through Thursday. There's a good chance of showers and thunderstorms each day, and high temperatures will be in the 80s and early morning lows in the 60s.
There's the latest storm bulletin issued by the Hurricane Warning Center at Miami. At 12 o'clock noon Eastern Daylight Time, the center of Tropical Storm Chris, located near latitude 32.3 north, longitude 80.6 west, or near the South Carolina coast between Savannah and Charleston. The storm continues moving northward about 20 miles per hour, and tropical storm conditions should now be affecting portions of the coast. Max sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour just east of the storm center, and tropical storm force winds extend up to 100 miles to the east of the center. Little change in strength is expected until the storm moves inland, begins to weaken later today. Heavy rain with amounts of up to 3 to 5 inches expected to spread over portions of the warning area. Storm surge tides of 2 to 3 feet above the already abnormally high tides will cause some coastal flooding, beach erosion in the warning area. Small crowds should remain in port from south of Savannah to Brunswick, Georgia, from north of Cape Hatteras to just south of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Repeating the noontime addition, position 32.3 north, 80.6 west, moving north for 20 miles per hour. Max wind 50 miles per hour. Next advisory will be issued by the National Hurricane Center at 6 o'clock p.m. Intermediate statement at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.